Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
All right, Sean Castrina with the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast. This is a Saturday mentoring edition, and I love these because this is where I get to kind of work with you one-on-one. It's as if I'm sitting across from you and we're having coffee. I get so many people, you know, before the virus, they used to always want to go to lunch with me or go to coffee with me to pick my brain and get mentored on business. And this is a way that I can do it in a grand scale. What I want to talk to you about, and these are things that I've experienced and or I've learned, but I read tons of books and I'm reading back through for the second time the book, The One Thing. Okay, this is a great book. I encourage you to purchase it. But it's what's inside this book and that I've always believed. Stop spending time on many things and focus on one thing. And it's almost this idea of diversification and, you know, having a balanced life. Guess what? They're not the success habits of the most successful people. The most successful people are maniacally focused on one thing. And I've used the illustration, we know LeBron James' name because he does one thing well. Of course, he makes money doing ancillary things, but if he didn't do the one thing really well, we would not know of him and he wouldn't be making money in all the other ventures he's involved in. That goes to Tiger Woods and Warren Buffett. We know of Warren Buffett because of one thing. It's the one thing Bill Gates did that allows us now to know about him through his philanthropic efforts, but it's the one thing. So what I want to focus on today is you deciding what is your one thing, and I think this is something that you need to do every day, every week, every month, every year. I do this with my team when we're working on, so I have multiple companies, so I have multiple different things going on, but let's just picture you're having a staff meeting with me. And I'm working with my digital marketing team. And we're in the startup phase. And I would put on a whiteboard, what's the one thing? Bringing on new accounts. I mean, there's a lot of other things we could be doing as a company, but no one thing is going to move the needle more in the startup phase than acquiring new business. That's it. Again, there's other things we could do, but that was the only thing that mattered. That was the only thing we focused on for the first 9 months like crazy. And when we steered a little bit away from that, we got a little bit too, now we're going to get really involved in the servicing of it. We fell off the horse. Revenue went down for the last 3 months of the year, and then we refocused again on acquiring customers because the first 2 years of a startup, the most important thing is acquiring customers. It's when you acquire customers, you have the revenue to stay in business. When you acquire customers, you have the revenue to hire great staff. When you acquire customers, you have the revenue to market, to acquire new customers. I mean, it feeds everything. And without revenue, you can't do any of the things I just mentioned. So if you want to find out what to focus on in your startup, unless somebody gave you a boatload of venture capital and they know this is a five-year project, which makes up the 1% of 1% of 1% of 1% of all businesses, because watch Shark Tank, they ask, how much money have you made? There's always the assumption that you've made money. Very rarely do people invest in companies where money is coming a long way down the road. So that's the outlier business. But in most cases, you need to make money. And as a startup, that needs to be the one thing. Okay, making money. But I want to structure your week and your month as if I was mentoring you. And I was sitting down talking to you. And I would say to you today, when you do your, you know, we call it a to-do list, but when you plan out your day ahead of you, I plan out what's the one thing. If I only got one thing done today, what is the one thing? Okay, and that is what moves the needle in my key initiatives. I mean, if I only got one thing done today, you got to know what that is. And you'll say, well, Sean, I got to get 10 things done today. No, you know, there are certain things we do because we have responsibilities. They're roles that we play. But above and beyond the things, the normal things that just have to be done, there's one thing that absolutely knocks over all the other dominoes. And it is your ability to not only identify what that is, but to focus on it and give the necessary time to do it, that will determine whether you're a success or a failure. You can be running in 100 directions. It doesn't mean you're accomplishing anything. As I've, you know, always said, it's the relentless pursuit of the one thing that has the highest payoff that's going to move the needle and or give you the highest return on your time. I look at the money that I've made. I've made money in a few narrow things. The biggest payoffs have been, I can name them in under 10 ventures. It's not 100 ventures. I've gotten my greatest return in friendships off a few people. It's not the 200 acquaintances. It's kind of like Pareto's principle, where 80% of your return is based on 20% of the people or 20% of your effort. In other words, what I put 20% of my time into has the biggest payoff. 20% of your sales force will generate 80% of your sales. If you look at your staff, probably 20% do more than the other 80%. They just are. They're critical to that. 20% of your clients typically will generate 80% of your revenue. Well, if that is true, then it's your job as a leader to be successful is to know what the 20% is that you got to focus on. And I'd say take it down even further to one thing. I set 1 month goals in each of the things I'm involved in. It's possible I may have a few one things because I don't do just one thing. You know, I'm kind of like a decathlete. Okay, I can't just train today on the running part. I might have to do a javelin. I might have to do a high jump and a few other things. But each one of those has one major objective that I need to focus on. So what I do each month is I meet with whatever major projects I'm involved in. I say, what's the one thing we need to get done this month? What's the measurable? Okay, you know, when next month starts, what did we get done this month that had the big payoff? What was the one thing that we set out to accomplish? So the key to that is to your ability to identify what is priority, what is the that, you know, moves the needle the furthest, you keep hearing me say, but that's true. And I think that's what successful people do well. I have been the distracted entrepreneur before. I have been the person who thought I had 10 great ideas and it's like spinning plates. But that doesn't work. It's the one business that I put, you know, maniacal focus on that end up making money, big money. And when I split my focus, it's like diluting a drink. It just doesn't have the taste. You know, it just doesn't overwhelm you. So what we talked about today was the one thing, and I want you to structure your day differently. I want you to, especially if you're young and you're just starting this journey and you're not like me and you don't have 9 different ventures going on, and I do have the ability to compartmentalize a little bit and structure my day where I can be, you know, obsessively focus for 2 hours in one key, one thing, and then I can shut it down and go to the next thing. You may not be there yet. And I wasn't there yet in my 20s. I was like a jackrabbit. But I want you today to start moving forward, identifying just the one thing that you're going to do above and beyond your daily responsibilities that you have to focus on. Example, if you're writing a book, what's the one thing? It's writing. I will sit down at my computer and I will write for 30 minutes every day. That's the one thing. Your startup, maybe what you're going to do, the one thing for the next 30 days is you're going to put 30 minutes or 1 hour every day when you get home from work. Yeah, you can have a job and do one thing on your business plan. I'm just telling you, I want you to have a new list that you follow. And it's your one thing today? And then I want to know, what's the one thing, if you only got done one thing at the end of the week, what would it be? Maybe it's, I would have, you know, 30 pages written in a book. Well, then you, it's easy. You just reverse engineer that over the previous 7 days. Well, what would I need to get done? Well, I need to get done, you know, what? I don't know, was it writing 8 pages a day or whatever it is? But focus on the one thing. So you have your one thing each day. Each week you have the one big, you know, might be a cumulative effect of what these daily things would be. And then you have your, at the end of the month. The end of the month would be my business plan is finished. So each day you have a different part of the business plan that you're going to focus on. You've made a commitment to work on the business plan every day. So the end result is the one big thing for the month is my business plan is done. Listen, if I got to go into much more detail with this, you're just not smart enough to follow me and I can't help you. I always said I can't fix stupid. Don't take it personal. But sometimes people want to ask me 9 more questions to follow up. I can't help you. Can't help you. This is the simplest lesson possible. Find the one thing today that'll move the needle towards your big dream, your big goal, your startup. Find the one thing that you should do today. Before each month, find the one thing, the one cumulative effect that you want to get done for the end of that month. Again, maybe it's writing 2 chapters of a book. Maybe it's getting the business plan done. Maybe it's you want to gain your first client. So what are you going to do? You've agreed. So now the daily thing is I'm going to pitch to one person every day. You kind of get it. All right, this is Sean Castorina with the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast. And it was the mentoring edition. And the lesson was the one thing. That's what I want you to focus on today, this month. The one thing. It moves the needle further than any other principle that I have applied in my life. So I want you to apply it. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. If you're not telling others about it, you are doing a disservice. I mean, I want you to be an entrepreneurial evangelist. This podcast has 3 simple objectives. I want to equip entrepreneurs. So I bring on guests on my show that either can offer services that can help you, they can offer insight that can help you. And obviously I try to equip you through my podcast. I want to encourage you, give you stories. I want to give you, you know, things that I've gone through that excite you and encourage you through your entrepreneurial journey. And then finally, I want to educate. I want to give you sound business principles, axioms, things from books or experiences that I've given you. That's where I give you, you know, the 8 laws of marketing or, you know, the 5 principles of branding. I mean, that's where I'm very granular. I give you a lesson as if you were a student in a college class and I'm at the front of the podium and I'm just giving it to you. I do that each week as well. I want this to be the most valuable podcast that any entrepreneur could listen to, bar none. Again, Sean Castorina, 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast. We will talk again soon.